Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
We are at South Carolina for this edition of the Spring Preview Series. Alan Cole joins me. He covers the Gamecocks for GamecockScoop.com. That's the rival site out there in Columbia. And Alan, with South Carolina, a team that I think last year had some big expectations and couldn't quite deliver on them. So they're sort of an X factor for me in the conference this year. I don't really know what to expect from South Carolina. What do you expect from South Carolina as we sit here in April?
I think a lot of people also don't know what to expect here, mainly because the quarterback's gone. Obviously, Spencer Rattler has departed for the NFL draft. You've got a quarterback competition right now between Lenore Sellers, who was good and kind of backup spot duty as a true freshman last year, and Robbie Ashford, the Auburn transfer, who came in to push him. So I think the running game is going to be good. You got Rocket Sanders in. You've got two other transfer running backs. I think right now the biggest question for anybody, but especially for South Carolina, is what's the quarterback play going to look like?
And that's, you know, with Sellers is a guy that, you know, I don't think we just know a ton about. Even when you look at some of the quarterbacks in the conference, like Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, right? We've seen enough of him. I think we have a feel for him. Connor Wiegman at Texas A&M hasn't played a lot, but of the homegrown guys, we know about him. I don't know a lot about Sellers. I look at him, he looks like he's built like a tank. So I expect him to be a running threat. What kind of quarterback can he be for this team?
Yeah, he is. He does have the dual threat kind of build for sure. He came in, I think it was three games last year, like garbage time against Furman and Vanderbilt. He took a couple snaps against Kentucky and kind of running packages, short yardage, that kind of thing. He's got everything you'd want physically in a quarterback. Like you mentioned, he is built like a tank. He's got the arm strength. Even that limited action last year, I think he had a 45-yard touchdown pass that was just an absolute bullet against Furman, but still. It's all the physical tools. It's just going to be, how does it come along mentally? How does it develop? And how does he handle playing week to week in the SEC versus backing up a guy like Spencer Rattler and playing two or three times in a season?
The transfer that caught my attention, obviously, is Rocket Sanders coming over from Arkansas. 2 years ago, he was right there with Quinshon Judkins as the best running back in the SEC, besieged by injuries a year ago and never really got off the ground. That's a guy that if he's at 100% can be a real difference maker for this Gamecock team. How close to that is he?
He's not 100% right now. He hasn't been going through spring ball. That was something the staff knew, when they signed him back in December, that he wasn't going to be ready for spring football. All accounts is he'll be ready for the fall. It's just one of those things you have to wait and see if he's actually out there, how he's playing, how he reacts to getting hit for the first couple times. But I do agree that if Rocket Sanders is healthy, he's got familiarity in this offense because Dowell Lawkins is the OC and he was at Arkansas 2 years ago. Sky's the limit for this running game if you do get a healthy Rocket Sanders for even most of the year.
Defensively, big issues for the Gamecocks a season ago. Yeah. They just struggled on that side of the ball, and that's what, you know, most of their losses came as a result of there. Can this group be better in 2024? I assume the answer is they have to be, but you know, where can they be better?
Yeah, I think last year it surprised a lot of people here. You had two guys who were freshmen, all-conference players, and DQ Smith and Nikki Amonwori in 2022, and they both kind of took a step back last year. The talent's still there, but it just didn't quite work as well for most of last year. So I think secondary for sure. There's questions at cornerback right now. You really have O'Donnell Fortune's the only really established guy. Judge Collier played a little last year as a true freshman. He's going to have to step up this year. And I think the biggest key for this defense is about four games to go last year, they kind of started mixing in some 3-3-5 out of their usual 4-2-5 look. Some different packages, some different pass rush looks. And the defense was a lot better down the stretch last year. Held Kentucky to 14 points, held Clemson to 16 the last two games of the year. So if that 3-3-5 is here to stay, even if it's not permanent, but just kind of mixing it in, I think there's cause for optimism that they can get off to a better start this year.
I don't think a lot of people outside of South Carolina knew who Xavier Leggett was before the season started a year ago. And then he goes 71, 12, 55, and 7 touchdowns. Mississippi State fans will certainly remember him from the game he had against the Bulldogs there in Columbia. So is there another out-of-nowhere superstar for this Gamecock team this year, somebody you've got an eye on that could have a monster season that we're not too familiar with?
That's a good question. I don't know if it counts as out of nowhere anymore. Maybe he didn't get the respect nationally or the conference because the team went 5-7. But Debo Williams, at middle linebacker, is a leader of this defense. He had 100 tackles last year. So I don't know if that counts as a breakout this year because he was obviously very good last year, but I think he's in for another huge year. And offensively, I think some college football fans might know him because he was pretty good at Coastal, but Jared Brown transferred in from Coastal Carolina as a wide receiver. They're going to use him, I think, some of the running games and jet sweep type stuff, and obviously in the passing game. And if you really follow college football, if you're kind of into the whole hog and you watch Sun Belt, you know this guy's pretty good, but I think he has a chance for a big year in the SEC.
4 years now of Shane Beamer. You know, year one, obviously, was a transition year. Got to a bowl game. Was a good team. Second year, they took a step forward, and you think, okay, maybe this program's on the verge of you know, climbing up. They take that step back last year. You know, I don't want to get into a hot seat discussion, but you know, if South Carolina doesn't meet expectations this season, what's the temperature like on Shane Beamer?
Lukewarm, I think, because it's weird to say coming off a 5-7 year, but this is kind of another transition year. You're replacing an NFL quarterback. You're replacing a potential first-round pick wide receiver. Coaching staff shook up a bit this offseason. You lost your special teams coordinator, became the head coach at Buffalo, Pete Lembo. Lost your wide receivers coach. He moved on. Your running backs coach is new. So this is a very different looking staff. This is a very different looking offense. And I think it's hard to pin it down in April. I think the expectation is definitely to at least get back to a bowl game. And it probably would be lukewarm at that point if it didn't happen for the second year in a row.
Looking at the schedule, week two,
yeah,
against, yep, Kentucky. It feels like the game that's going to determine how this team looks the whole year is played in week two. Is that easily the biggest game on the schedule, or is there another one you might want to circle and say, hey, we get a real feel for them here?
I think for real feel, it's for sure Kentucky in week two, just because that's so early. It's a conference game. It's kind of one of those swing games on the schedule. Like maybe you wouldn't expect him to go to Alabama and win, go to Oklahoma and win. And, you know, Ole Miss looks very good right now, anything like that. But that is kind of one of those toss-up games that if you can get that early, if you can get a second, assuming they beat Old Dominion week one, if you can get a second win on the board that early in the year, you start to kind of pick up some steam a little bit. And, yeah, if you go to Lexington and lose that game, I think there is kind of the, oh, boy, here we go again, that goes around the building a little bit maybe.
We'll see with the Gamecocks. They are another it's fun doing all these interviews because you realize just how many stories there are in the SEC,
yeah,
this season. It feels like every team has got something interesting about it. I haven't done Vanderbilt yet, so maybe that's the one, but we'll see what happens when I get there. Alan Cole, GamecockScoop.com. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.